This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Trump, the uniter. Boy, that's scary for the Democrats, that they're no longer going to be able to call Donald Trump the divider. Which, by the way, when the Democrats called him a divider, I was like, oh, you know what they're afraid of? They're afraid that Donald Trump galvanized the soul of America. Donald Trump tapped into the soul of this country, something that Barack Obama did in 2008 in a strange way. But it was the racist soul of America, the apologist soul of America, the soul of America that says, we know we've made mistakes and we want to overcome them. Please, let's elect a black man. Donald Trump tapped into the soul of America that says, you are powerful people. You are somebody. You need to get yourselves back. Donald Trump was almost like a psychologist for the country. And making you feel good and making you understand you're right. You, that thing that's inside of you that makes you feel good about who you are as an American, that's there. That's what drives you. That is your spirit. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. He tapped into that. And you know what? Here's what Donald Trump did that no other politician has done. Till he came on board, and it's because he's not a politician. Donald Trump dealt in truth. Sometimes brutal truth. Sometimes truth you didn't always agree with. And sometimes the truth can be a little murky. Should we let this many citizens in? What about DACA? What about this, that, and the other? There's always a little gray area, but Donald Trump navigates gray area better than anybody. He makes conservatives go, yeah, I can see that. I can see why if I were a two-year-old kid that never knew I was from Mexico, that I would think I'm American and I would want to stay. I can see that. Common sense tells us that, but we become ideologically charged, and so we, oh, I don't know, man. You know, illegal immigration, I'm one way or the other. Abortion, one way or the other. Life, one way or the other. You know, women's rights, one way or the other. No, it's a lot of gray and all that stuff. I'm a Me Too feminist too. If you are a legitimate woman who's been accosted by anybody, male, gay chick, I don't care. If you've been legitimately, you know, wronged in that way, in some sort of a sexual way, I'm your biggest champion. But if you're a lying skank, then I'm not. I'm not. But I'm for you. Believe me, the Me Too movement exists because the problem does exist. But don't take your movement and start blaming the wrong people. Black people, we got issues. I get it. We do. We still have issues. I understand them. But don't start blaming the wrong people. How about we blame the people who really do the wrong things? Wouldn't that be something? Anyway, Donald Trump, the great uniter. It's going to blow people's minds. Donald Trump's going to make black people wake up to the notion of how bad Barack Obama is. I wonder what the black community, the black leftist community is going to do when they find out that baby black Jesus conspired to keep Donald Trump out of office. Are you still going to be talking about white privilege? When you find out that baby black Jesus conspired, he interfered in an election. He did everything that Donald Trump said he did, and now Trump is calling him out. How do you think that's going to play with the black vote? Just curious. We brought it up last segment in the first hour. Just asking. You think, by the way, we got a commercial coming out on Donald Trump's blackness. It'll blow your mind. Fun stuff. But ask yourself these questions. How much black support are you going to give to a scoundrel? How much black support, that pull through that Barack Obama wants to have, how much of that is he going to have when it's found out what we know about him? Well, you already know the truth. I don't need to tell you, audience that listens to the Kevin Jackson Show. I don't need to tell you. You already know the truth. You starting to see these Trump ads? You're about to start seeing A ton of them. I saw the first one. It's Biden being pro-China. And it's spot on. Good ad. Only the beginning. Yep. The last campaign was based on Russia, and this particular campaign is going to be based on China. And here's the problem for the left. Most of the American public realize that Donald Trump has been the person who's done the most to wrangle in China, not Joe Biden. That ad, we don't have that ad, do we? Yeah. We'll start playing Trump ads just so you guys can see what they are. And just as a way to reinforce what his message is. But yeah, so now China is riding on the back of Joe Biden, that old decrepit, bent over, scoliosis back. Yeah, is riding on the back of Joe Biden. And that's just for starters. Wait until the PACs start running the ads that connect Joe Biden with Hunter Biden to Ukraine and China. Wait till you start seeing the PAC ads that connect Joe Biden's his brother and his sister and the money that they've made. Wait till those ads start to come. Then wait until you start seeing the ads that have to do with Tara Reade. By the way, Joe Biden is the most happy guy on the planet that Flynn got exonerated. It took him out of the news cycle temporarily. Yeah. One of the things I do want to talk about is Joe Biden and his endorsements. I teased this last segment, and we're going to get to it this time around, because there's some interesting developments in the Joe Biden recommendation file, I guess is what we can call it. Yeah. Anyway, the Chinese Wuhan virus has given the Trump campaign the impetus to target Biden in China, a country with whom Biden is very cozy. And I heard Hunter is still on the board of that Chinese company, a crackhead who doesn't pay his child support is on a board. Look, I had a dude that said, that he didn't say it directly to me, but through somebody else. He's like, I don't know that I can actually back Kevin because he tweeted that those women who accused Kevin all were lying skanks. So he's a little hesitant to back me. I mean, holy cow, I'm not a crackhead who doesn't pay child support. I mean, I made a tweet. Conservatives, you think you're a bit too sanctimonious? Woo! And we got our problems when people don't want to back its warriors. You have a general, people with funding, a government, so to speak, that doesn't want to back its warriors. We got a great rest of the hour. Hope you enjoyed it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Straight here. It's easy. All the mayor has to do is say, you are released from the non-disclosure agreement. Period. This is about transparency from the very beginning. Whether it's your health record, whether it's your taxes, whether you have cases against you, whether or not people have signed non-disclosure agreements. You think the women, in fact, were ready to say, I don't want anybody to know about what you did to me. That's not how it works. The way it works is they say, look, this is what you did to me. And the mayor comes along and his attorney says, I will give you this amount of money if you promise you'll never say anything. That's how it works.
Ouch!
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. That was Joe Biden in his own words, castigating Mayor Bloomberg. Mayor Bloomberg, you should release everything. Your health records, your tax records, cases against you. Who are you, man? And then what does Joe Biden do? Ah, no, there's no reason to release my Senate records. And he said, for two reasons. One, there's nothing about Tara Reid in my Senate records. And number two, I don't want the other side to hear what I said to other people. Donald Trump has nothing that is hidden. You want to know why? I'm going to guarantee you yet again why Donald Trump will win the election. Guarantee.
It's a simple process. This thing I'm going to say to you is so simple that it will ease your mind in ways you've never. I mean, it's almost like manna from heaven that I'm feeding you. It's a very simple concept. You want to know why Donald Trump will win the presidency? Yet again, it's because you know him. There is nothing about Donald Trump that you don't know. Oh, Kevin, we haven't seen his taxes. You don't need to see his taxes. The Democrats have seen his taxes. They know all about his taxes. That's why they're not saying anything about him. Well, Kevin, they say he's dumb. He may very well be dumb. Okay. He's not dumb because the Democrats have seen his grades. If he was dumb, they would have told you. He's done this. He's got women coming out the wazoo. Nope. They've looked at every possible thing about this guy. He's so squeaky clean in a strange kind of way. And it's not his cleanliness. It's that it's all out there. It's all out there. And he has the biggest thing on his side of anything. He's got the truth. He tells the truth. If Donald Trump didn't, yeah, I dated her. I mean, it was a terrible, man, I was so glad we broke up. She's an awful person, terrible person, awful person. I'll admit I did this or that, but yeah, she's terrible. She's awful. But he doesn't even do that. Donald Trump, I've never heard him say a negative word about Ivana Trump, Marla Maples, any of them, his ex-wives. I don't know that he's ever spoken an ill will about an ex-girlfriend. The one that they found that they said she was, well, you know, mistreated. And she came out and says, that was so wrong, you couldn't get it any wronger. Wronger. More wrong. Oh, she says, he treated me great. The Democrats are mad at me. That's not what you're supposed to say. We put you on here to trash Trump. Donald Trump, Donald Trump is going to get elected because you believe you know everything you need to know. And you do. What you don't know, don't worry about. Somebody knows and it can't be spun. He's stupid. He's dumb. He's unhinged. Now you've even got a track record. The last thing this dude is unhinged. It's fun to watch. Anyway, Joe Biden wants Bloomberg's documents all out in the open, but don't touch his. But that got me thinking. There's somebody missing from the endorsement cycle of Joe Biden. Yeah, something fishy. Because ex-presidents are supposed to endorse you, and it's Democrat president. So Bill Clinton, supposedly held in high regard, Hillary Clinton's not-so-secret weapon, as she described him, has not endorsed Joe Biden. Noticeably absent from Biden's string of endorsements, Bill Clinton. William Jefferson Clinton, former President Obama, Senator Bernie Sanders, former Secretary of State are among the luminaries who have rolled out the endorsement for Biden. They wanted to unify the party, as we've heard, but Bill Clinton hasn't said a word, an ex-president. I don't even know if Jimmy Carter has either, now that I think about it, but he may be too feeble. Some Democrats say that that's likely not unintentional, arguing that a high-profile endorsement of Biden by Bill Clinton would be off-key as the former vice president deals with the 1993 charge of sexual assault of a former staffer. So, if I were the Trump campaign, I would be asking the question. I would be running memes that say, he's got this former president, and he's got all these people. Where's Bill Clinton's endorsement? I would force them to deal with it. And I suspect, I'm not trying to get on all in Tom Hicks's campaign and Brad Parscale, but I will say this. If they're not doing that, shame on them. longtime Democrat fundraiser said of this interesting development. He says, talk about a man who doesn't fit the moment. Bill Clinton, bona fide, proven rapist, raped Juanita Broderick. Look, I don't care about Bill Clinton's womanizing. Men womanize all the time. That's between him and Hillary Clinton. I don't give a crap about it whatsoever. I'm not from a moral perspective, it's a terrible thing to do. Don't misunderstand me. But I'm saying that's not, I wouldn't rate him as a president based on that. All these presidents, many, many powerful men womanize. If that's the way you're going to judge people, good luck with that. Oh, by the way, women, many powerful women man-eyes. If you can womanize, you can man-eyes, right? They man-eyes. They have their little boy toys and everything else. And again, I'm not, that's, whatever you work out in your relationship, that's cool. It's going to be difficult to work it out with God, but I get it. But let me tell you, Bill Clinton is a whole other animal. And the Democrats know, don't let him out. But here's what I want them to understand. Donald Trump's not stupid. If you think that he's going to let this crisis go to waste, there's one guy, one Democrat who served in Obama's White House said, Republicans would have a field day. Even though President Clinton left with a high approval ratings, he's still catnip for the right wing, especially at this moment. The optics would be terrible. They said it's not a coincidence. Well, let's see what happens.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has a message about the economy as the coronavirus crisis continues.
Deeper and longer recessions can leave behind lasting damage to the productive capacity of the economy.
During a webcast, Powell says the outbreak could lead to a prolonged recession and weak economy. He says the Fed will continue to do whatever is possible to mitigate the damage. Republicans are blocking Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's attempt to get the CDC guidelines on reopening the country released. Republican Senator Mike Braun of Indiana is accusing Democrats of trying to get CDC bureaucrats to shutter the economy.
He's really trying to let career regulators and agencies like the CDC bog down the economy again with bureaucratic hurdles.
Democrats arguing that the White House is going against some of the CDC guidelines. You're listening to USA Radio News. Disney's CEO is talking about some of the changes you'll see at the Magic Kingdom once they reopen. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
You can expect to see face masks along with Mickey and Minnie Mouse ears when Disney parks reopen. Disney's CEO Bob Chapek telling NBC in an interview yesterday that social distancing and masks for guests and the cast are likely going to be required for the foreseeable future. Disneyland in Southern California and Disney World in Florida have been closed since March because of the pandemic, and there's still no word on when they might open.
Simon Property Group, the country's biggest mall owner, wants to reopen malls as quickly as possible, but some local politicians and officials are pumping the brakes on easing social distancing orders during the coronavirus pandemic. Simon had to delay plans to reopen four malls in Indiana and upstate New York after criticism from local politicians. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The shift has definitely gone back to the economy for President Trump. He's got, what, June, July, August, September, and October. 5 months to get the economy turned around. It will happen. Believe me, it will. The only thing that can stop this economy is the governors saying, we're going to keep the state closed. Their state's closed. And that's not going to happen. Before I get to that, I want to talk a little bit about Donald Trump's fundraising after I finish talking about the economy a bit. So what the Democrats are trying to do is they want to scare us. They want to make us believe that if we go back to work, this virus will pick up and it's going to kill. It's going to go from killing tens of thousands, which it barely probably got to 10,000 actual deaths, to millions. And everything will get credited. I'm talking about a guy jumps off of a building and lands on the ground. And they will tell, you know, in an apparent suicide because he knew he had coronavirus. So he ended it all. So everything will be credited to coronavirus. They got models now that are projecting more deaths and more mayhem and destruction should we go back to normal. In a virus that has proven to be pretty much benign. I mean, don't misunderstand me. It exists. I'm not telling you at all. It doesn't exist. But should it be shutting down the economy? No. We all know this. They said they've got these projections on the number of people that we should tolerate as far as death. And they're saying, we're well over halfway there. We can't reopen the economy. Yet we had Sweden who did a complete shutdown and nothing occurred over there.
And life without lockdown in Sweden is one of the few countries not to issue mandatory restrictions, instead relying on people to act responsibly on their own. James Longman is in Stockholm with more. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Michael. We left Denmark this morning, a country that's been in lockdown for about a month, and arrived here in Sweden, where there is no official lockdown in place. It is rather strange to see, but the government says that the illnesses are not spreading as much as they once were. You can see people in cafes and restaurants enjoying being out in the sun. Actually, when I was checked into the hotel this morning, the receptionist said people from all over the world have checked in. Now, it's not totally normal here. It's just that authorities are asking people to take more social responsibility, more individual responsibility. Advising against crowds and saying people should work from home where possible. The government says all this is working. Infections have peaked April 15th and they're slowly achieving immunity. 600,000 people possibly may now no longer have the virus by May 1st. Robin?
Achieving immunity. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. So Sweden didn't have a lockdown. They got no issues. You just see, it was life is normal in Sweden. And I'm happy to admit, while I was out traveling over the past few days, people were finally out and about. These lockdown orders are ending. It's not helping for these governors to fight Donald Trump. We are one supposed united America, but you know what you have? You have these hyphenated Americans, these people that are lockdown Americans. They want the lockdown. And they admit it. They don't care what it does to you. Here's what Pelosi said on that.
I think that we owe the American people to be there for them, for their financial security, respecting the dignity and worth of every person in our country. And if there's some collateral damage for some others who do not share our view, well, so be it.
Do I really need to explain the craziness of that statement? It doesn't make sense. We owe it to the American people to be there for their financial security, everybody's dignity and worth. And if there's collateral damage from those who don't believe like we do, well, then screw you. That's what the Democrats, that's what representatives believe of you. So what, you don't like what I'm deciding? Screw you. It's unbelievable. So it's no wonder the president has said, we're shifting. And he's challenging them. He's saying, look, there were, I think, 30 states that relaxed restrictions in the month of May, meaning 20 haven't. And they're all fighting it. I went over some of these people. You can't go to church. And the churches are like, no, we're going to church. Gavin Newsom says, we got a lockdown order. People say, screw you, man. We're out and about. Come arrest us. I told you the other day, I love arrest pastors. Watch what Christians do the next time. Watch what happens in November the 3rd of this year when Christians go, we've had enough. We've seen, I don't know what it takes, by the way. If you are a Christ follower and you pull the lever for a Democrat, shame on you. I'll just say it point blank to your face. Shame on you. You've seen what these people do. You've seen how they don't care. If you could be a Branch Davidian, or you could be one of these cults that gets together and drinks Kool-Aid, and they don't care. They'll talk about you. Look at them crazy Christians over there or whatever. They'll look at the fringe and talk about how crazy you are. But if you want to be a normal person to go to church and worship and pray, fellowship with other people, even at the risk of getting sick, it's your prerogative. If you say, look, I don't mind being out and about, and get, if you have church services, I might be 100 years old. I want to go to church. Who are you to tell me I can't? You'll let me kill a baby? Unbelievable. You can still commit suicide, by the way. Democrats haven't prevented that. In fact, they condone it. They encourage it with their policies. So they love this numbers game that they get to play with us. Because if they can keep your mind off of going back to work and being productive, and they love this with black folks. They even said, we want to make testing for black people free. This was in Rhode Island, I believe. We're going to make testing for our black people free. Well, first of all, you ain't doing them a whole lot of favor, because there's not that many black folks in Rhode Island. But go ahead, test your black folks. If I were black people, I would have a sign up that says, remember the Tuskegee experiment? That's what I'd be walking around picketing, showing. You remember the last time they tested black folks and gave us syphilis? Yeah, I don't think I want to take your test, Bill Gates, a.k.a. World Health Organization. Did you guys see that? I believe it was the president of Tanzania who did not believe the World Health Organization. This is an African country, Tanzania. And he says, I don't believe them. I don't believe their data. I think they're full of crap. I don't think they're doing anything proactive. They got this guy, this Ethiopian dude, who's the worst person to put in charge of the World Health Organization, hasn't done a thing. The World Health Organization hasn't gotten rid of Jack. It's a boondoggle. It's a place for very, very wealthy people to give money and get it back in other ways. But anyway, he says, here, test this for coronavirus. And it was like mango seeds or something, you know, ground up mangoes. I don't know what it was, but it was nothing that would possibly have the coronavirus. And he sends these tests in. And the World Health Organization says, yes, they tested positive. Go look the story up. I'm not even kidding. He tested. He knew they were doing fraudulent testing, if they were even testing at all. And he found out they're lying. That's who we send billions of dollars to every year that we thankfully stopped sending money to. So these people, these leftists, want you afraid of something that is a hoax. It is as big a hoax as Russian collusion, as Ukrainian extortion. It's that big of a hoax on a worldwide level, and they want us to fund it. And they, as Pelosi says, if you don't agree, so what? So be it. So what? You suffer. She's giving you hints, though. She knows she's not going to be Speaker of the House. Pelosi's job is done. She better get everything she can. I love this statement they made. Pelosi said, warning against easing restrictions. She says, if you undermine science, if you underfund testing, if you exaggerate the opportunity that is out there for the economy at the risk of people dying, that's not a plan. Death is not an economic motivator, stimulus. So why are we going down that path? That's what she asked. Scare American people. Make them think we're all going to die. Hey, American people, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, I hate to break the bad news to you. We're all going to die. We're all going to die something. And I'm going to make you a bet that the overwhelming majority of you listening to this program, you will not die of the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. You will die other ways. I hope you die peacefully, in a way, surrounded by family and friends and people who love you. That's what I hope for you. But you're all going to die, because we're all going to die. These people are amazingly corrupt. If they were held accountable for the things that they did and the decisions that they made, maybe they would think differently. I can't say that they honestly would, because they are corrupt to their rotten cores. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Trump's...
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Come complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I only want to talk briefly about Trump's numbers because I want to go back to the economy and this lockdown and how you, the American people, just shot a hole right through the whole coronavirus nonsense. And there are so many examples. I mentioned the president of Tanzania sending fake samples in the WHO going, yep, they got coronavirus. You could send a picture of your dog and they would send it back. Yep, we tested it. It's got coronavirus. Everything is coronavirus. I don't know how much money they get from this, but follow the money and you'll understand. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, the KevinJacksonShow.com. The Donald Trump campaign, according to the RNC, and the FEC report. But between the two, the Trump campaign, the RNC, they raised $61.7 million in April and have $255 million in cash. So we got five more months, give or take, 5.5 months to run, you know, for President Trump to campaign. And he can spend $50 million a month easy with no problem. And he's earning $61 million a month, actually more than that, and in a given month. This is the first month of fundraising to unfold entirely under the coronavirus lockdown. And it forced the campaigns, they said, to take their efforts completely online. So the Trump campaign and the RNC had raised $63 million in March. Joe Biden's campaign and the DNC raised $60.5 million in April, which was down from $79 million in March. Now you might think, oh, Biden really caught President Trump. Don't worry. Let me tell you what they didn't do. The Democrats didn't tell us how much cash on hand they had at the end of April. Trump did. $255 million in cash. And they have no debt. The DNC and Biden have debt. They've combined to raise, they said, more than $742 million this cycle. And at the rate that they're going, if they were to raise $60 million on average for the next, they will hit $1 billion this election cycle. And they don't even need it because they are about to get a huge boost. A huge boost from Flynn and all this DOJ nonsense of the most crooked administration in American history. But they're also going to get a huge boost because people know that the WHO is crooked and that they brought down the American economy. Evidence. Evidence from Taiwan. Evidence from other governments saying that the WHO was doing the bidding of the Chinese. End of story. And now you get it. You no longer trust the WHO. You don't trust Fauci. I mean, you don't trust any of these clowns that are telling you, oh my gosh, it's gloom and doom. We can all die. We are going to all die. Not at the same time and not from this dreaded Chinese Wuhan. So you had all these governors out there, these leftist governors who were issuing orders to lock you down. I called it self-enslavement or self-imprisonment, one or the other. That's what you did if you locked yourself down. And finally, it like with all revolutions, people started to say enough is enough. You had a lady in Texas who says, I'm opening my salon. There was a business somewhere, I don't remember where, I just read the, you know, briefly looked at the story. He fully opened his restaurant, said, I don't care what the governor says, we're open, and it was packed. It was packed. And in fact, essentially he was saying, come arrest me, write your fine, because I'm gonna protest it, I'm gonna fight it, and I'm gonna win it, because people are gonna go, who got sick? Did anybody get sick while you were at my place? Nope. People are fighting back. I got this story here. Pennsylvania bucking its governor. Both Dauphin and Lebanon County officials have declared that their counties will go to COVID-19 stage yellow effective May 15. Lebanon County Senator Dave Arnold announced the move on his Twitter feed Friday afternoon on May the 8th. In a letter to Governor Wolf, signed by Arnold, Representative Russ Diamond, Representative, they just name all the representatives and the commissioners and all that. They said, this letter serves to inform you of our intention to move from red to yellow of the reopening plan. Now that, what they're saying to their governor is, we don't care what you're doing, we're opening. And you know who's going to enforce it? Our sheriffs. Our sheriffs are being told, don't arrest anybody. See, the sheriff is the one who really calls the shots in the county. You come there and if he says, I'm not arresting you, you don't get arrested. If he says you are getting arrested, you are getting arrested. Now your rights kick in. He better arrest you for the right reason, but he cannot arrest you for the right reason anytime he chooses. And these counties are saying, screw you. The Ohio House voted on lockdowns a while back. Ohio Republicans passed a bill that would curtail the powers of the state's health director in what was largely seen as a broadside against Republican Governor Mike DeWine's response to the coronavirus pandemic. So they're having to reel in a Republican governor in Ohio. So the House says, look, you're not going to do this. I'm telling you guys right now, we are going to have a petition up on the website. You can sign. We're going to make sure the government, not a government, not a federal government, a state government, can make you close your business or stay home without some absolute real data. And then, quite frankly, I don't even care about data. But they have to have a legitimate reason. They can't just do this arbitrarily. Anyway, they said they voted on this bill, a regulatory bill that would allow orders from the Ohio Department of Health Director Amy Acton to last a maximum of 14 days. That is the most amount of time you can put somebody in lockdown. I don't think they should be able to lock you down for any reason. You're smart enough to know what to do. For example, when they first issued this deal on the Chinese Wuhan, I said, this is different. There's something strange here. I didn't realize it was going to end up like this, but I knew something was hinky, as they say in the Midwest. But I'll tell you this. I know how to quarantine. I know how to do what I think is necessary under the circumstances. And I always use this real-life example, and I've done it on this program. You are the best person for social distancing of anybody. The government doesn't have to teach you jack. Maybe little kids, not adults. I see somebody sneeze. My first question is, you got hay fever or you got a cold? Oh, dude, allergies. Oh, okay. We're breathing each other's air all the time. Allergies, I don't care. Yeah, man, I got a little bit of a cold. Man, you better stay over there then. What do you say to your spouse? If your spouse were to come home from work and say, ooh, hey, I feel like I'm coming down for something. Well, I tell you what, why don't you sleep in the spare bedroom? That's exact. They will even go, ah, you know what, I'm going to stay away from you because I feel like I'm coming down with something. We know how to social distance. This is the person closest to you in the world. You cuddle up to at night. And you will tell them, you need to go in the other room. So you're out and about. You're 20 feet away from somebody. Somebody sneezes, you don't even think about it. They sneeze 2 feet away from you, you look over. If their nose is red and their eyes are bloodshot, you go, okay, we're moving. You know how to do it. You don't need the government. And I said this the other day. Who arbitrarily set 6 feet? 6 feet. As a fighter, here's what I will tell you about 6 feet. 6 feet away, it's not a fight. 4 feet away, still not quite a fight. 2 feet away, it might just be a fight. So, you know, you gauge distance yourself. When you see at the airport and you've come from somewhere and you haven't seen your husband or your daughter, your kids, whatever, in a while, they run up and they hug you. If it's somebody waiting on you for a taxi or a limo, they hold the sign up. They say, you're this person. Yep. You walk up, you shake hands. You're probably, 3 feet away? Whatever your arm length and their arm length, if it's a buddy you hadn't seen from college, you might give him a shug. Right? We have our ways of social distancing. We know how to do it. We do it intuitively. And we've done it well. We're very smart. We know how to wash our hands. We know not to touch our eyes. Doesn't matter if they tell you, don't touch your eyes, don't touch your mouth. You've got to touch your eyes and touch your mouth anyway because it's natural. And what we've done is we've built up antibodies. Yeah, we built up antibodies that make us stronger against stuff. They hate to tell you. They don't want to tell you this, that millions of people have no problem at all with the Chinese Wuhan virus because they've already got the antibodies built up. It's never going to be a concern for them. Millions. Many, many more millions than actually are getting sick with the disease. And what are they going to tell you? Oh, it's shredded. Ooh, don't go back to work. But you decided differently. You said, we're going to march, we're going to picket, we're going to go out anyway. You forced government's hands, governor's hands, and Donald Trump is winning because of you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.